Hello there, this is Peter Beckenham from peterbeckenham.com. And today I want to talk about those killer mistakes that many affiliate marketers seem to be making today. Sure, affiliate marketing is a great way to get started online, and it's also a really good way to make money. But it's not necessarily as easy as it sounds. Way too many affiliate marketers are actually making huge mistakes that cost them time, money, and may even ruin their reputations permanently. Fortunately, once you've identified these killer mistakes, it's easy to correct them and even easier to avoid them. So if you're wondering why your affiliate marketing campaigns aren't as effective as you hoped, you may very well be making one or more of these big mistakes, and that could seriously hamper your efforts and your future profit potential. In this podcast, you'll learn about the most common mistakes made by affiliate marketers, and even by some of the most highly experienced marketers. And you'll also learn how to keep from making these mistakes yourself and how to keep from repeating the same mistakes over and over again. Okay, let's get started. Mistake number one, focusing on selling. I understand that the main goal of affiliate marketing, at least for the marketers themselves, is to make sales. That's for sure. And that's obvious. But you should never focus on selling. Instead, your main focus should be on helping people. It doesn't matter what market you're in. You should be focused on helping your market in some way, because this is how you add value to your affiliate offers and how you can get your audience in that market to know you, like you, and trust you. And if they do that, they'll buy from you. It doesn't matter what your market is. Your main goal is helping people, period. Don't forget that. So if you're in weight loss, you're helping people get in shape and get healthy. If you're in internet marketing, you're helping people make money and achieve financial freedom. If you're into socks, you're helping people keep their feet warm and dry, okay? Whatever your market is, give help first. Focus on helping, not focus on selling. If you focus on helping your target customers, this will help you build rapport with them. And in that way, you will overcome one of the biggest problems of marketing, either online or offline. You see, people love to buy, but they hate being sold to. And people need help, so give it to them. I mean, just like I'm doing with you right now on this podcast, I'm trying to help you. And sure, I'm hoping one day you'll buy from me. Mistake number two, testing, or rather, not testing. Testing is one of those things that everyone seems to know they're supposed to do, but almost no one actually does it. Why exactly is testing so important anyway? Well, let's say you're achieving, say, 2.5% conversion rate. Okay, not too bad, okay? I mean, after all, you may have considerable competition and you aren't really standing out well in your market. But what if one simple tweak, something perhaps as simple as adding one word to your squeeze page, your landing page, or changing one image on your blog main page, could increase that conversion to 5% rather than 2.5%? Now, an increase of 2.5% doesn't sound like all that much, right? Until you realize it's double. It's double the conversion rate you had before. It's double the customers. It's double the income you're earning before from making one simple change. So isn't that worth it? The thing is, you'll never know what difference you might make unless you start testing. So I would suggest you start right now. Test everything. By the way, conversion rates are critical to your future success. And if you want to be a future successful affiliate marketer, you need to have a high converting sales funnel. Keep listening to this podcast, because at the end of the podcast, I'm going to give you one of the very best sales funnels available online today. Mistake number three for affiliate marketers, not building a mailing list. Way too many affiliate marketers are busy selling and not building a list of future customers. They simply send the traffic direct to the product sales page. This is crazy, okay? It's crazy. You really should be building your list first and getting the know, like, and trust factors with the people on your list, and in that way, then send them to the product sales page. And if you do it that way, you can then have multiple sales over a period of time. If you just simply send the traffic direct to the sales page, you don't own the traffic. You don't control the future. Mistake number four, spreading yourself way too thin. The temptation is great, especially for new affiliate marketers, to spread themselves too thin by branching out into way too many markets. Maybe they buy, 50 domains all at once, or they set up blogs in 13 or 15 different niches in 1 week. But this is not a very smart way to go. You should really focus on one or two key niches at a time and diversify only once you've made real headway into those two niches you started with. Unless you can hire someone to manage multiple blogs, multiple products, multiple email lists, that's if you're building a list, right? Multiple social media pages and accounts, you're doing yourself a huge disservice if you diversify too widely in the beginning. So choose just one, two, or maybe three maximum markets and only diversify further once you've really made some real headway into those first niches. Once you have some decent traffic, a mailing list that's starting to grow, some social media presence that's making a difference, then you can think about branching out into new niches. Don't make the mistake of spreading out too far, too fast. You'll find that you'll never make a real difference in any one niche because you aren't putting enough effort into any one particular niche to make any progress. Mistake number five, joining too many affiliate programs. This is another major temptation for affiliate marketers. They want to join as many affiliate programs as they can because they're not sure which one will be the most profitable one. Well, let me let you into a little secret. They can all be profitable for you. Trust me, as long as you're sticking to the legitimate affiliate programs with well-known companies, you're almost always going to see some nice results. There's a reason why their affiliate programs are so popular. Choose your two or three major starter niches and then find two or three affiliate programs for each one, maximum. Make sure you find out at least one really hot product in each affiliate program that looks like it'll convert well in your niche and then stick to that and promote that product for a while before you try something new. And don't forget, add value to that product as well while you're doing it. If you join too many affiliate programs at once, you'll find you'll take a very long time to reach the minimum payouts required for each affiliate program because you'll be making $2 here, $8 there, $9.95 somewhere else. I mean, it's madness, right? It's much better to sell three different products via one single affiliate program than to sell 50 products from 35 different affiliate programs. Not only that, but if you're a member of too many programs, you'll be more apt to forget the rules of each affiliate network, end up getting yourself banned because there's just too many rules to try and keep track of. I mean, some of the major affiliate programs you should consider are things like ClickBank, JVZoo, Neverblue, Commission Junction, which is now called CJ.com, okay? Linkshare, ShareASale. They're the major ones you should look at. You can be successful in any of those, but don't spread yourself too thin. So check one, two, or three of those particular affiliate programs. See which ones have products that fit with your market, and then stick with those programs for a while. You may find you may never need to go move past the one, two, or three affiliate networks you joined up to start with. Mistake number six, not tracking your results. If you start seeing a good number of sales, you'll soon start to wonder, which one of your marketing efforts is the most productive? I mean, you obviously want to concentrate more of your efforts on those methods that were successful at making you money, right? But what if you have no idea which areas to concentrate on because you don't know which method is working? That's why you need to track. Tracking quite simply lets you know where your traffic is coming from and where it's going. Simple tracking is as simple as a tracking code through your affiliate program. For example, you can create a unique tracking ID for each website you own on, an Amazon affiliate network. Or if you promote products through ClickBank, you can add a custom code word to your affiliate links to allow you to find out where every sale you refer came from. You can also go into much more detail using your own affiliate tracking script that allow you a lot of detailed information about the clicks and sales. I would suggest you look at a thing like ClickMagic. This is for tracking your affiliate links, plus you can also add a Facebook retargeting pixel. Now, I don't want to get too complicated just here, but this is a very clever strategy for all affiliate marketers. When you send traffic to your tracking link with ClickMagic, you see, when you send traffic to any links of yours, including a tracking link, you only get a proportion of those clicks to opt in or purchase whatever you want them to purchase on a sales page. But with a retargeting Facebook pixel, you capture everyone who visits that page, not just the action takers. And then you can follow up with them with a Facebook ad that's aimed specifically at that particular audience. I mean, it's very clever and very simple. If you'd like help with that, let me know, okay? I'd be delighted to help you. Mistake number 7, giving up too quickly. I mean, if I had a dollar for every person I've seen give up trying to make money online, I'd be really wealthy right now. The internet is littered with blogs that have only had one or two posts and affiliate accounts that never, ever send the first referral. What are the most common reasons for giving up? Not making money quick enough. Not getting traffic quick enough. Not getting accepted to many affiliate networks. Feeling like it's just too much work. Thinking affiliate marketing is a scam. They're some of the common reasons why people give up. The one thing most of these things have in common is expecting things to happen overnight. Affiliate marketing isn't a scam just because you didn't make $10,000 or $1,000 in your first month. You can't expect to take a brand new domain with no backlinks to 100,000 page views in a month right away. These things take time. If you give up too quickly, you'll never know what you could have been. You never know, you could have been the next internet millionaire. The next biggest mistake is ignoring the competition. I mean, while it's important not to fear the competition, it's also important to be sensible. Expecting to make a fortune overnight in a super competitive niche like weight loss or make money online is a sure recipe for disappointment. What you need to do in the beginning is to target niches that have a healthy amount of competition, that don't have that much competition, that is difficult to get traffic, and that you have at least some interest or knowledge in. Pay attention to that last bit, the fact that you need to have some interest or knowledge in it, okay? Because if you have no interest or knowledge in a particular niche, it's going to be even harder for you to create content, harder for you to identify your target market, harder for you to add some sort of value, harder for you to sell products, okay? Because you don't know much about it or you're not interested. Do you need to be an expert to conquer a market? Absolutely not. In fact, you could probably do very well in any niche that you know nothing about, just learning as you go, as long as you show interest. But if you have absolutely no interest in the subject at all, it's going to make it that much harder, right? So how do you choose your first few niches? Well, make a list of some topics that you have some interest in, okay? Say 10, maybe 20 at the most, right? That'd be enough. Now check to make sure there are affiliate products to promote in that particular niche, a decent amount of competition. I mean, you need competition because if there's no competition, then it shows you no one's buying your things, right? So don't be scared of competition. Also, make sure there's resources available for you to learn from about that particular niche. And finally, traffic sources that you can take advantage of. So don't fear the competition, but be reasonable about it, okay? So affiliate marketing isn't for the faint of heart, or for people who find that they tend to give up too easily or jump around from one shiny new thing to another, okay? That's not the way to make money online. It's actually quite a lot of hard work, and it takes time to build resources like a blog, traffic, and email lists. It really does. There's no shortcuts unless you have the cash to spend for content creation, buying existing websites that got traffic and all those sort of things, right? But generally, most people don't have that sort of money. So remember the particular mistakes I talked about in this audio, okay? And avoid them if you possibly can, because that is a surefire way to failure if you're making those mistakes. And once you start making money, don't become lax. Don't start thinking you won't make those mistakes, because you have to be very aware of them at all times. Everyone can make those mistakes. So as long as you work hard, keep at it, and avoid those mistakes, you're going to certainly start making money. But if you give up, I'll guarantee you that you fail. Now, as I mentioned earlier, if you're in the make money online, work from home, internet marketing type niche, there is an excellent opportunity to bypass all these deadly affiliate marketing mistakes, and at the same time, get access to a high converting sales funnel. And of course, a high converting sales funnel means that you maximize the traffic you've got and maximize your profit potential. This sales funnel is from my mentor, Dean Holland, and the actual sales funnel is called Big Commission Blueprint. I'll leave a link for you on this particular page. I would strongly suggest you look at that video on that link there, because it's something that'll help you overcome and even avoid all these affiliate marketing mistakes. All the best. Bye-bye.